Tuesday will mark 1 year to the day since an Amtrak Cascades train derailed near DuPont, Washington. The crash killed three passengers and injured more than 60, including drivers on adjacent Interstate 5. Some of the seriously injured are still healing 1 year later. Courts are just beginning to deal with a lawsuit stemming from the crash. Amtrak and the state of Washington are waiting for a federal investigation to wrap up before resuming service on the bypass where the derailment happened. Correspondent Tom Bonsi brings us up to date on all this.
Centralia-bound passenger Rudy Wetzel was taking a nap when speeding Amtrak train number 501 hurtled off the tracks at a freeway overpass. The train entered a sharp curve at well over double the 30-mile-per-hour limit.
I have no memory of anything happening till I was underneath the train. The car turned over, and I fell out.
Wetzel suffered a broken back, severe abdominal trauma, and a bloodied head and body.
I crawled out from underneath. There was a woman that finally came up and said, "Hey, I can help you out here." And she put a fireman's crawl on me and grabbed a hold of me and walked me out a ways and set me on a stump. And then rescuers came by shortly thereafter.
Fast forward a year, past what seems like 1,000 doctor's appointments.
These are, I think, 5-pound weights. And I do exercises with them, lift them.
The 82-year-old does physical therapy exercises every day. Wetzel says he strives to maintain a positive attitude, although it's frustrating he can't fully regain his prior strength and stamina.
8, 9. I'm recovering. I'm getting better every day, but it's slow. But I'm still a very lucky guy compared to some of the other guys that got hurt on the train.
Shattered bones or spinal cord injuries permanently disabled at least a few of those others. Wetzel says he's gotten back on Amtrak trains 4 or 5 times since the crash to make his usual round trip between a Seattle-area condo and a farm he owns east of Chehalis.
I'm not particularly superstitious or anything. You know, I said, hey, it happened. It may never happen another time.
But this retired L.A. cop does want accountability. Wetzel filed one of the more than 35 lawsuits pending in federal and Pierce County Superior Court against Amtrak. Luvera Law Firm in Seattle has about 20 of those cases, not including Wetzel's. Attorney David Benninger says it's easy to blame the derailment on the locomotive engineer who failed to slow down ahead of a sharp curve. But the lawyer says it's becoming clearer and clearer to him the root causes ran deeper.
This appears to have been institutionally rushed into service before it was operationally ready. So it's easy to claim there's individual mistakes when this really was an institutional problem.
An Amtrak spokesperson says the railway doesn't comment on pending litigation. In court filings, though, Amtrak's attorneys refute point by point allegations of negligence and inadequate crew training. Meanwhile, Amtrak and its state partners, Washington and Oregon, want to return Amtrak Cascade service to the faster bypass line where the derailment occurred. But the partners are waiting for a final report from the National Transportation Safety Board. WashDOT Rail spokeswoman Janet Matkin expects that report sometime this coming spring.
We do want to make sure that we do address whatever comes out in that report to ensure that we've implemented what recommendations do make sense.
Another precondition the state set was for an automatic emergency braking system to be operational. Matkin says what's known as positive train control is now on all Amtrak trains in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.